Amar Rav Chis, Hakol Moldim Bevein L'Chayayim Sha'ad. The shayla we had before is under the Korah. Are you allowed to carry or not? So the Gemara first wanted to say that then there's two shitas in the Amorayim, whether you can carry under the Korah or not. Shmuel and Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe and Rav Shimon Ben Lakish said that it's Aser. And Rav Yochanan and Rav Chia and Rav hold the Smutr. First, the Gemara wanted to say the machlokas is whether the Korah is Mishum Mechitza or Mishum Heker. If it's Mishum Heker, then you can't carry there because it's a Heker. Look up and you see the Korah. But if it's because of Mechitza, then the inner part of the Korah goes down, makes the Mechitza, and therefore the other part is outside. Then the verse says, no, everybody holds it's a Heker. The question is a Heker for the people inside or a Heker for the people outside? Meaning, when the Chachamim made you have a Korah, who's it for? The people in the Mavui shouldn't think that the Mavui is a Rishus HaRabim and come to carry Rishus HaRabim. Or the people in Rishus HaRabim shouldn't see the people in the Mavui carrying and think that they can carry also in Rishus HaRabim. So is it for the people on the inside, the people on the outside? That's the machlokas. The boy same with the Kuli Al Mishum Mechitza. Or everybody could hold it's Mishum Mechitza. The Hocha Bohoka Miflagid. Marsav Rechudu Apnimi Yori Vesosim. Marsav Rechudu Achitzin Yori Vesosim. And the machlokas is which part of the Korah is the Mechitza? The inner... angle of the inner corner of the Korah is the Mechitza or the outer Korah. So that's by a Korah. So Shaila is, which part of the Korah is the Mechitza, or which part is the Heck? So Omer Rav Chisda, Kol Modim Mebein L'Chayayim Sha'aser. Everybody holds, if you don't have a Korah, you have a Lechi, that the width of the Lechi is not part of the Mavui. The Lechi start, the Mavui starts where you can carry from the inner facade of the lechi, and not from the outside of it. So the width of the lechi is not in the blood. Bomine Rami and lechayim over here only need one lechi. Lechayim means lechayim of regular lechayim. In other words, in any mavui where there's a lechi, you can't carry past the outer facade, the inner facade of the lechi. And Tosa says the reason is because since the lechi could be a mashahu, it's impossible to be careful to make sure that you're exactly opposite the lechi. So therefore, wherever the lechi starts, that's it. That's the end of the mavui. Bomini Rami Bar Chama mi Rav Chisda. Not shtei yisedos b'shnei kosli mavui mi bachutz dehiniach korah al gabehen mahu. You put two pegs into the wall outside the wall of the mavui, and you put a korah on top of them. I forgot to bring the sefer with the pictures. So if you have the pictures, look at it. Right? You have pegs sticking out of the wall. Here, pegs sticking out of the wall, and you have the korah flat against the wall. Picture 57. 57. Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. So is that good or not? Mahu. Omer lei. So he said to him. Ledivrei hamatir osur, the one who says that you're allowed to carry under the korah, right? So that means the outer edge of the korah is either the mechitza, right, or that's the heker. So here it wouldn't be good, it'd be osur, because if the outer edge of the korah is the heker or the mechitza, so here lemaisa there's no heker inside the mavui. Because the outer edge of the korah is outside the mavui completely. Divrei ha'osur ma'mutter. But over here, according to the one who says that it's osur to carry under the korah, that means the inner edge of the korah is the mechitza, or the heker. And the inner edge is flush with the walls of the mavui. So therefore, it would be the one who says normally you're allowed to carry under the korah would hold this is no good, and the one who holds normally you're not allowed to carry under the korah would hold this is good. Rava Abar Ladivre Haosur Nami Yasir. Rava says, no, everybody holds this is no good. For in Korah Gabi Mavi Valeka. Here, the Korah is not on top of the walls of the Mavi. It is flush with the walls of the Mavi. That's not good enough. In order to be a Heker, it has to be on top of the walls of the Mavi. But if it's not, it's no good. And, okay. And here, Lachara, why don't we say Lavud? The Korah is only a Tefach. It's less than three Tefachim. So why don't we say that the outer facade is within three tvachim of the wall, according to the first, according to what's it called? According to what's it called? Rav Chisda said in the beginning that according to the one who says that it's aser normally to go under the korah, according to one who says mutter to go under the korah, here it will be aser because it's the outer facade. So what? The outer facade, if the inner facade, according to him, is flush with the wall, that's good. So the outer facade is also flush with the walls. It's lavud. So we'll see one second Rashi speaks about that. Right? Why don't we say lavud? So, let's see. Noach hakol modim, the mavu, she'ein bo kora, the echsheru belechi, she'asu l'shtamish bein l'choyayim, kolomer k'neged halechi. You can't carry past the outer edge of the, or the inner edge of the edge that's in the closer to the inside of the mavu. V'haydin noket bein l'choyayim, amavuos tuva koi. There's no, you don't need two lechis. But it means no lechis of any marvel. Nor shtei yisedos, kabilais, pegs, neutzos, bekosu ba'ovyo, v'shalitzad v'shus harabim. You have pegs in the outer wall of the marvel. V'nimtzis korash aleim boletes, and the korah sticks out of the marvel. V'nimsheches lechutz, yosem min aksolim. It's past the walls. V'chuda hapnimi dovuk v'som lechoso. The inner facade of the korah is flush with the wall. Kazeh. The divrei ha'osel ishtamish tachas hakorah b'chol mevuos the time mishum chudo apnimi yor v'sosin. According to the one who holds that you never can carry under the korah because it's the inner facade of the korah that either makes the mechitza or makes the heker. Matir kan ishtamish b'movu yazeh agav hakorah she'ino agav ha'movu t'kiven the chudo apnimi sosin nimtzis stima sakorah dvukal eksolim u'stima ma'al yisahi. According to him, it's the inner facade of the korah that makes the mechitza. So the inner facade is flush with the wall. That's fine. The divrei hamatzel ishtamish tachas hakorah, the one who holds you can carry under the korah, amal chitzon yori v'sosin. He holds the outer corner, the outer facade is what makes the mechitza. So osur kol hamavi yazeh, atshiyavi korah acheres. You'd have to bring another korah and put it on top of the walls of the mavi. Why? De'ein hastim on the chuberes looks solid. Because here the place of the mechitza is not near the walls; it's separated from the walls by the width of the korah. The yesh avir beinei, right? V'hochalav mechitza mamishu lahashir hefsek avir shemikana mikana yidei lavud. Here it's not mamish a mechitza; it's a korah, and therefore it doesn't mamish make a mechitza. By regular mechitza, you say lavud. Here you wouldn't say lavud as if it, the air that goes down is close to the mavi. That you can't say. Right? You don't say lavud on air. You say lavud on a real mechitza, but not on a, on something that's mamish. The korah just is an imaginary mechitza that goes down, so you can't make that mechitza close to the wall. Okay. Beyond that, they say another reason why. Because the korah, if you ignore the width of the korah, it's not a tefach. If you're going to make that outer facade considered like the wall, then everything in between is gone. So all you have is a very thin outer facade that's not a korah. Korah has to be a tefach. Okay. Eistei Rav Ada bar Masnil Rava. So now, so Rava said that the korah has to be on top of the walls of the mavli. It can't even be flush with the walls. It has to be on top of the walls. So Rav Ada bar Masnil asked Rava, according to that, that it has to be on top of the walls and not even flush with the walls. What about this case? Hoysa korosu meshucha o tluya. Pachos mi gimel ein tzorech lohavi korah acheres. Gimel tzorech lohavi korah acheres. Okay, Rashi, Meshucha, Mashma Rechoka, he min aksolim. Right, Meshucha means it's outside the walls. It's drawn outside the walls, which would mean the following case of here, Meshucha or Kluya. So, Meshucha or Kluya means either it's what's it called, outside the wall, within three tvachim, okay, like the case of the first, the 57 case. Right, seeming that that same case that Rava was talking about, it's meshucha from the wall, less than three tvachim, that's outside the wall. Or tluya means that it doesn't, what's it called, reach, it's inside, but it doesn't reach the walls. It's what's it called, it's hanging in the middle, less than three tvachim from each wall, that's 58. So it's either less than three tvachim away from the outer facade of the wall, or less than three tvachim away from either side of the wall. That's what the Gemara thinks now. Right, Meshucha, Rashi says, Mashma rechoka himen aksolim. Mashma, that it's what's it called, far away from the walls, or far, like separated from the walls. O tluya she'ein roshem u'nachem agabi aksolim ele tluya ba'aver. Or it's inside the mavui, but it's not what's it called. In other words, it's over the walls of the mavui, but it doesn't extend to reach the walls. It's hanging in the middle, with a space between the end of the korah and the wall. Tluya ba'aver she'tzara mishtei rechosel. It's narrower than the width of the mavui. Ukagon shenots kana calls you beemtza pesach hamavis. How could that be? So what's it hanging from there? The sky? So Rashi says very partial, like it says like in the picture. You have an amud in the middle of the mavui, and the korah is on top of that, supported by that amud, but it's not supported by the walls. It doesn't reach the walls, so it's not supported by the walls. Supported by a support in the middle. Right, and on each side there's space, or on one side there's space, doesn't reach the walls. Meshucha means it's outside the walls of the Mavui. It's the 57th, the case for the thing, what's it called, is pulled away from the walls of the Mavui. It's not inside the Mavui, it's outside the Mavui. That's what the Gemara thinks now. V'nosa gabo sakora kazeh. So if Shimon, what's it called? Pachas mi gimel ain't tzarech lavi koracheres. Gimel tzarech lavi koracheres. So if Shimon, nilomer pachas mi dalet ain't tzarech lavi koracheres. Dalet tzarech lavi koracheres. So here's a regular machlokas of Shim Gamliel and the Rabbanan, how much lavud is. Rav Shim Gamliel always holds that lavud is four tvachim or less, or less than four tvachim, and the Rabbanan holds less than three tvachim. Anything less than three tvachim according to Rabbanan is lavud. Anything less than four tvachim according to Rav Shim Gamliel is lavud. The basic idea is, if it's lavud, then it's okay. If it's not lavud, then it's not okay. So Rava, who said you always have to have the korah on top of the walls of the mavui, here's a case where at least the meshucha is not on top of the walls of the mavui at all. Because even if you say lavud, right, it's not on top of the walls, it's just flush with the walls. That's the same case we had before. Tamara says, my la meshucha mi bachutz ukluya b'mifnim. What's the difference between meshucha and kluya? Meshucha is where it's pulled out of the walls of the mavui, and kluya is where it doesn't reach from the width of the mavui. From side to side. Gemara says, Meshucha mibachutz, Rashi, Shenim shecha v'toch Rishus HaRabim. It's pulled out of the Mavui towards the Rishus HaRabim to go and hide by in the Lael, the Shtei Yiseos, the same case we had before, where it's on pegs, and it's outside the Mavui. So here it says, if it's within three tvachim, if the inner thing is within three tvachim, that's fine. Tluya mibifnim, shekotzri mishtei ruchos. The ain't a magas lichsolim el nitleis ba'avir v'amrin in love with laharik rashel. Or if it's tluya, means it's hanging inside the walls of the mavui, but it doesn't reach the walls of the mavui. So then, if it's within three tvachim, we consider it as if it extends and it's over the walls. Samara says, look. So and I, if you hold your knee the korah on top of the walls of the mavui, how could it be good? Meshucha tluya is okay. Because with love, it is considered on top of the walls. But Meshucha is not on top of the walls. It's most best it could be is flush. So how could it be if it's flush? Or it says, Idi v'idi b'fnim. Both are talking where they're inside, and if you say love, it'll be over the walls of the Mavri. Meshucha miruach achas. And Meshucha doesn't mean it's outside the Mavri. Meshucha means that it's away from the walls of the Mavri on one side alone. Utluya mishtei ruchos, and kluya is where it's both sides are away from the walls of the mavui. Right? So it's hanging in the middle. And meshucha means it's supported on one wall of the mavui, but it doesn't reach the other one, and there's a support that supports it, what's it called, in midair, but if you would extend it, it would be less than three tvachim, be over the walls of the mavui. So in both cases, it's inside the mavui, over the walls, if you say lavui. But it's none of the cases are where it's outside the mavui, and even if you say lavud, you're only going to have it flush with the walls, not on top. Now the same, and what's the chiddush? Miruach achas amrin lavud, mishtei ruchos lo amrin lavud kamashmon. I might think you only say lavud on one side, but to say lavud on both sides, to extend it twice, that may be not. Kamashmon, you say lavud twice too. Rav Ashi Yomar, a different case. Meshucha v'hi kluya. It's meshucha and kluya. V'hechi dami. What's the case? Kigon shenot shtei yisodos akumos al shnei kosle mavui she'ein begoven gimel ve'ein bak mumisen gimel. Right? The case is like this. This picture. Here, six. You have two pegs on the wall. Okay? and it's above the wall, and it's not, doesn't reach the wall. Okay, the pegs support it. The korah is suspended in midair by these pegs. It doesn't reach either wall, and it's also above the walls. So you have to say two dinim over here. One din is chavut rama. You have to consider the korah down. So it would be even with the walls. And then you have to say lavud to extend it out, and it, then it's what's it called, it's reaches the walls. So you have to put it down and across. Those two halachas. So I might think that you don't say both of those halachas. Mao the same, O lavud amrinan, O chavud amrinan. One of the two you say. Either you say you make the korah considered down, chavud, but not lavud then. Or you say lavud, but you don't say chavud. Kamash malon, you say both. You don't see Rashi. We're talking about not a korah that's outside the mavui, a korah that's in the mavui but doesn't reach the walls. Mishucha miruach achas, rosha echad ala koso, v'rosha asheni eno magila koso shignegdo. One side of the korah is resting on the wall, and the other side doesn't reach the other wall. So you have to say lavud. Ravashi Amar Mishum Beis Ruchos Lo Itzri. And the Tluya is where both sides don't reach the wall, but it's the Maisa suspended inside the Mavui, right? Where if you extend each side, it would be over the wall. So all you have to do is say Lavud. Ravashi Amar Mishum Beis Ruchos Lo Itzri. There's no Chiddush that you say Lavud on both sides. If you say Lavud, you say it everywhere it could be. The Kivin the Tana Mishucha Miruachachas Who Adim Mishtei Ruchos. It's not two different cases. It's not a case of meshucha or tluya. It's meshucha and tluya. Shiktsorahi, it's not as wide, the korah, as the mavui. It's narrower than the mavui. So you're going to have to say lavud to make it be considered resting on the walls of the mavui. And also, va'od shetluyahi lamala. Nigova kosel, it's also suspended above the mavui. You had to put two slanted pegs, bent pegs, because if you put the pegs straight up from the wall, they won't hit the korah, because the korah is narrower than the wall. So you're going to have to put it on a horizontal to reach the korah. And you also have to lift it up, because it's suspended above the walls. So there's a space between the korah and the walls in height, and there's a space between the korah and the walls in length. And it's suspended with pegs. These pegs extend the korah, but they're not a tefach. And a korah has to be a minimum of a tefach, so they can't count as a korah. They're just pegs. Right? So these pegs extend the korah, but extend it in a way that can't be a korah itself. So you're going to have the korah extended, imaginary, a tefach imaginary extended. So, it's a tefach wide. So there you need lavud on both sides, and you need also chavud that the korah should be considered down. Lios nif laharich ha-korah, mishnei tzedek, shetinosin aleihem, v'heim asim enam ruiz lehechshir korah. They can't be a korah, she'en boim roch ha-tefach. They don't have a tefach. Kishir hechshir korah, demasnisim. Like it says in the Mishnah, you need a korah of a tefach. V'ein bat mimus and shlosha, and the horizontal is not three tvachim. So it's not three tvachim away from the walls in any direction. V'ikala meimer lavud mirashi akora uliksalim. You could say lavud, right? In any direction it's lavud. V'ein begovan shal yaseiros mimaliksalim shlosha tvachim. And also it's not three tvachim higher than the wall. D'i havi begovan shlosha tvachim havi mifsalei. If it will be higher than three tvachim over the wall, it will be possible. The korah al gabik solim ba'inam. You need the korah on top of the wall. Aval hashtav pachos mishlosha amrinim chavut. Right here, by less than three, you do say chavut. Chavut hashofel ki'ilu munachas al kosel. Then you do say that, consider it as if it's down and it's on the wall. Now, Rabbi Akiva Eger says over here, the reason we don't say if it would be higher than three tvachim, we wouldn't say this, is because you don't say two halachal amosh mishinais together. You don't say, one second, you don't say chavut, right? If it's higher than three tvachim, you don't say chavut. And then you'd have to say lavud, right? Since if you'd say chavut without the lavud, it would be nothing. It would be in the middle of the air. You need the lavud to make the chavud good, and if you say lavud, it wouldn't be anything because the thing would extend into the air above the wall. It wouldn't be good. So therefore, you need two halachas together. Two halachas together you don't say. So nafkamina and sukkah, where you have, what's it called? You want to say a halacha of dofen akuma, but you need the halacha of lavud to make the dofen akuma a thing. So you don't say that. You don't say two halachas together. That's the Ran. They ask, the Chazon Ish asked in Rabbi Kehir, that's what he's talking about. The Maisa, even less than three tefachim, you still have to say, what's the difference? And normally we say chavut even more than three tefachim. So why, if it's within three tefachim, right there we do say chavut, you still need two dinim. I don't understand 100% the Chazon Ish's taina, because even though it uses the lashon of chavut, but it really means lavut. Once it's in three tefachim, you don't need the halach of chavut. Lavut's enough. So you say lavud twice. Now they have to say that the Rabbi Kiva Eger that the Chazon Ish held that if you say lavud twice, it's not two different dinim. That's one din. And Rabbi Kiva Eger held that a lavud to make it down and a lavud to make it across is two separate dinim. But
with,
what? Ah, okay. That you couldn't say lavud. Okay. So you have to say only chavud. Could be. But somehow that the machlokas over here, the Chazon Ish and Rav Kiva Eger have to do something with that. Mash and Rav Kiva Eger, right, that if higher than three tefachim, you have to say chavut, and it doesn't work. And less, even though the Gemara says chavut, it really means lavut. But push it down. What's it called? What you do with the aravas, you bang it on the ground, you push it down. Lavut, lush and sniff. Laharich. Lavut means to extend something. So, Lechara, what's it called? In that case, we say two dinim, and also there's another thing we see over here. Even though, if you make it considered down, the pegs still separate between the wall and the korah, you still say lavud, even though there's something separating. Rashba says over here, you see, that you're still going to say lavud, even though there's something that separates. There's not just air. You say lavud, even when there's something separating, there's something solid between the thing and the thing you want to make lavud, still you say lavud. It's like that air is closed up. It's not like the board has to extend. Because if the board has to extend, there's the peg stopping it from extending. But if the idea is you fill up the whole air with something, then it fill up the peg too. That whole space is filled up with something. It's not considered a space. Or the space disappears. Rashi's mashma that it extends. Right. Okay, let's go. Tani Reb Zakkai, Kameid Reb Yochanan. Bein Lechayayim, the tachas hakora nidin kekarmus. So now Reb Zakkai said in front of Reb Yochanan that the space between the lechis, in other words, the width of the lechi itself, and tachas hakora and the width of the korah, exactly under there, is a karmelus, and therefore you can't carry them. It's karmelus. Okay. Omer lei, and Reb Yochanan was the one who said before that you're allowed to carry under the korah, right? So he said, poke Tony Lebrun. Go say it outside somewhere else. Not true. Omer Abaye, Mistabra Milsi Rabbi Yochanan Tachas HaKorah. When Rabbi Yochanan said, go tell it outside, in other words, I don't agree, he was talking about under the Korah, which he said before, you're allowed to carry under the Korah. So he held it's not a karmelus. Aval Bein L'Chayayim also. But like we said before, everybody agrees that opposite the Lechi, since like Tosa says, the Lechi could be a Mashahu, there everybody holds you're not allowed to carry opposite the width of the lechi, no matter how wide it is. Well, since theoretically it could be a Rava says bein what's it called? Okay, aval bein l'chayayim asur. But Rava Amar bein l'chayayim nami mutter. And Rava argues on what we said before that everybody agrees bein l'chayayim is asur. And he says no, even the opposite the width of the lechi is also okay, just like the korah. Omar Rava, Minah Meinallah, how do I know that even opposite the width of the lechi, you're allowed to carry? Menel is not a karmelus. See Rashi. Neven ke karmelus, but also a talkus from. You're not allowed to carry there. Mistabra milsud Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar poke Tani Levra, Ela Mutterhu, a tachas korak omerle, because sover chudo achitz and yorgososin. Like Rabbi Yochanan said before, that by a korah, it's the outer facade, the outer edge of the korah that goes down and makes the mechitza. So till the outer edge of the korah, you can carry. Under the korah, you can carry. But if you're opposite the lechi, where there is no korah, just the lechi on the side, opposite the width of the lechi is not okay. The mavui ends carrying wise at the inner edge of the lechi. How do I know that? Rava says. Rava says no. It's mutter. Rav Yochanan meant to say that it's mutter both under the korah and opposite the width of the lechi. How do I know that? Says Rava. Dichi aser Rav Dimi Om Rav Yochanan makom she'ein bo dalad al dalad mutter l'vnei rishus harabim l'vnei rishus hayochid lekatev olav uvilvad shelo yachlifu. Right. He says the case of what's it called of a makom p'tur that separates rishus harabim rishus hayochid. 61. You have amudim that are less than dalet al dalet, okay, and they, what's it called, are 10 tfachim high, and they're not a Rishus HaYochid, they're not a Rishus HaRab. They're, so because they're not dalet al dalet, they're not 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, so they're not, don't have a shame of a mokum by themselves. So they're no mokum. So they're bottled to Rishus HaYochid, and they're bottled to Rishus HaRab. So the people in Rishus HaRab can put their packages on it, and the people in Rishus HaYochid can put their packages on it. Okay? This is the package of the guy in Rishus HaYochid, and this is the package of the guy in Rishus HaRabim. They can't do is let it go from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Now, let's put it down on here, and the other guy takes it off. That really is mutter, but we're afraid they'll forget to put it down, and they'll pass it directly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, and they'll be chayv in deraisa. So you can't put it in from Rishus HaYochid and then take it off of there from Rishus HaRabim. Really, it's mutter, but the Rabbanan answered that. But the guy in Rishus HaRab wants to rest a little bit, puts his package down on top of this, no problem at all. Putting it on Makom Tur and taking it off of Makom Tur. Same thing, the guy in Rishus HaYochid wants to put it on there and then take it back off, it's also okay. That's so there. What do we see? That a place that's not Dalet al Dalet, okay, is not a Carmelist, it's a Makom Tur. So therefore, under the Korah, that's a small little place that's a Makom Tur. Right, and the same thing, it's not a makom, so it's bottled to the mavui, and it's also bottled to Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it's a makom tur, so you can carry in the mavui under that place. And the same thing goes for what's it called, opposite the lechi. It's a very small area in the mavui, it's not a makom, so it's bottled to the mavui, or it's bottled to, in both ways, bottled to both Rishus, it doesn't have a din of Rishus by itself. So wherever you are, you can carry into that place. That's what Rava says. Just the same thing as you can carry into a place that's less than Dalet al Dalet, right? From Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid. Here also, it's a place that opposite the Korah, opposite the Lechi, is a small enough place that it's not considered a place. So Abaya says, no, it's not true. Abaya, Hasam Begavoa Gimel. Over there, it has to be at least 3 tefachim high. So it's separated at least, not bottle mamish at a place, not just an extension of the ground. It has to be between 3 and 10 tefachim high, right? Because if it's 10 tefachim high, then it becomes what's it called, the part of Rishus HaRabim, because it's noach lekatev olav. Right, that we had over there also. But if it's within more than 3 tefachim and less than 10 tefachim, then it's a makom tur, because it's not nicha, people can put things on there, but it's not noach to do that. It's not easily done. And therefore, it's a separate rishus, but it's not a rishus because it's not dalet al dalet. But over here, just on the floor, a little space on the floor, right, is not distinguishable between. You can't see it; it's not raised above or anything. Here, Taka, it's what's it called? It's a carmelis, and it's also to carry there. Omer Abaya, Minoa Meinala. So Abaya said, "How do I know that if it's not higher than 3 tefachim?" That it's bottled to the rishus that it's in, or it's a carmelis or whatever. The Amar of Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Tocha Pesach, Tzorech Lechi Acher La'atira. The Chitema, the Isbe, Dalet al Dalet, the Amar of Chanin Bar Rava, Amar Rav, Tocha Pesach, Al Bisha Einbo, Dalet al Dalet, Tzorech Lechi Acher La'atira. Okay, so Bai says, now I'll prove it to you, because we have a case, that's 62, where you have Tocha Pesach, and you have a Lechi outside the Pesach, the what's it called? The walls of the Mavui go in, and they make a natural lechi. That's Tocha Pesach. See where the walls come in? You wouldn't need a lechi at all, because these walls are considered a lechi. They're a wide lechi, okay? But they're not 4 tefachim long, okay? They're less than 4 tefachim. So they're a wide lechi. So it says that even though this is considered a lechi, it's only considered a lechi for the inside of the Mavui. but not between these things, which is mamish the case of between the lechis. These are wide lechis, and you can't carry in here unless you put another lechi outside. You have to put a lechi outside or on the outer facade, on the outer corner of the wall, and then that lechi is matir everything that's between the other lechis till the mavli. Because these things are matir the mavli. They're a lechi for the mavli, but they're not a lechi for themselves. That's called bein lechayayim. So this is mamish the case. The case where opposite the lechi you can't carry. You need another lechi to be able to carry there. Right? So it's clear, Abaye says, not like Rava. The Rava says, bein lechayayim you can carry, and here's a beferish case that you can't carry. Right? Well, on the second one, you put another lechi, right? Right, well, but either way, that's a call. You have two lechis now, right? Whatever. It's not two, it's right. So, but this one now becomes the lechi of the mavli, and the whole thing becomes a so now, the chitema just be dalet al dalet. No, that's where it's dalet al dalet. So that's why it's a carnal, it's rishus by itself. Right? So Marzor says no. The Omer of Chanin, Barava, Omer Rav, Tocha Pesach Avishem, but dalet al dalet, sort of lechi achrafir. Even if it's not dalet al dalet, you need another lechi. Barava, what's Rava going to do with that? Rava says beferish that between the lechis you're allowed to carry. Here's beferish that you're not allowed to. In the name of Rav. Barava hosum de pasuach le carmelis. Avalushus harab in my shari. Yatsiva biara vigyorabish meshmaya. So Rava says, no, that case is talking where the mavli is not opened into a rishus harab. It's only opened into a carmelis. Then it's also to carry between the legs. But if the mavli is opened into a rishus harab, then you're allowed to carry. So Rava says, how could that be? How could the citizen, rather called, be on the ground and the ger is up in the air? In other words, the ikker. Right, what's more chamor is less problem, right? If the mavli opens to sarabim, there'd be more sense to say you can carry less. Not if it's open to a carmelist, you can say less, right? So here you have the main thing is on the ground, and the other thing is up in the air, right? The less secondary thing is higher than the main thing, right? The main problem of why you need a tikkun and a mavli is because you're afraid of rishus harabim. If there would never be a rishus harabim, everything would only be the rabbani, you wouldn't need any tikkun and be gzera. So for the case that's worse, there it's okay to carry between the lechis. For the case that's better, there it's also to carry between the lechis. Doesn't make sense. Mara says in motzah minus mino b'neir, where the mavli opens into a carmelis. So this area is called the carmelis because it's like, since it's not, doesn't really have a din by itself. But it's next to a carmelis, it becomes a carmelis. But if there's another rishus there, real rishus, then it doesn't become rishus harabim, and it's not rishus hayachim. So then it can be a carmelis. Right? If it's bordered by rishus harabim, then it has a din by itself, because it's not a rishus harabim. But if it's bordered by a carmelis, so what if it's not a rishus harabim? It's also not a rishus hayachim. So it becomes like a carmelis. That's what a carmelis is. Not rishus harabim, not rishus hayachim. But, yeah, it becomes an extension of the carmelis. It's not enough of a chash of a makom itself to not be an extension of the carmelis. But on the other hand, it can't become a rishus harabim. So then it becomes a makom tur. A makom tur that's right next to a carmelis becomes a carmelis. Since right on the ground, if it will be up higher, then we can say this. Then it will be separated from the carmelis by being a makom tur that's high. But a makom tur that's not high remains a makom tur if it borders a rishus harabim and rishus hayachim. But if it borders a carmelis, then it becomes buckled to the carmelis. Mestabra milsad Rabbi Yochanan. The Omer puktani levra, elamutrhu, mitachas korah, ko amar le, de kasavra chudachitz in yorvisosin. It's mestabra that the halacha, that what's it called, that Rabbi Yochanan said that it's mutter to carry under the korah, or between the lechayim, is only among the korah, not in lechayim. Aval bein lechayim, b'movishen, shom korah modud asir. Mokam shem bo dalad of dalad. Omeid bein rishus harab and rishus hayochid hoel v'lekam makam chashuv lav rishus b'an feinafshihu batl lahachul lahacha bainu makam tur. Place that's less than dalet al dalet is a makam tur. It doesn't have a din of a makam by itself, so therefore it's batl to each one. So it becomes an extension of rishus hayochid, becomes an extension of rishus harab. It's a makam tur by itself. Lekate falav masos packages v'vachul echlifu delo lemru dekom ma'ayom rishus harab and rishus hayochid. They can't. A guy from Rishus HaYochid can't put his package down on this Makom Tur, and a guy from Rishus HaRabim take it from there. Because then, inevitably, they're going to end up passing it directly. Whatever you consider this place underneath the lechi, it's not dalet al dalet, or what's it called? I mean, opposite the lechi, or underneath the korah, so the korah, it should be mutter. Shouldn't be a caramelist, it's also, it should be a makom tur. The gavur shlosha, the minkra, aval bein lechayayim, the lo minkra, duchta, ishar, yisatal tul hasim, osi lehachlev al girshus harabim. Right? So he says, no, there's a difference between an amud that's not dalet al dalet. That you can see is a different place. But a space on the ground, there, you're going to end up making a mistake between that and Rosh Hashanah. Tocha Pesach, go mavish yesh petsimim rechovim lepischo, mikan. A mavui that has a wide indentation into the mavui, right, which is the hein lechoyayim shul, that's the lechi. Right, that could be a lechi. A lechi can be wide too. Tzorich lahamud lechi acher shebechutz im yirtzel ishtamish bein apetzimim. You have to put another. If you want to carry in that area, that's the wide lechis. You have to put another lechi on the outside. Disbu arba. So what are you going to tell me? There's four tefachim there. That's why it's a karmelis. Berochav apetzim. That's why you can't carry there. B'meshach hamavi dechol dal reshus b'alfei nafshi v'karmelisi. Midrabbanan asur. Therefore, it's also midrabbanan. Mar says no, it's not true. The Carmelist, the Gemara says, it depends whether it's opened into a Carmelist, the Mavui, or not. The Carmelist, the Bika, the Shayach, Mitztarif, Lemino, Shechutzola. When it opens into a Carmelist, then that area, Bein HaLechayayim, becomes extended to that Carmelist. Yetziva Ezrachi, the citizen, right, is on the ground, and the Ger is up in the air. He's higher. How could that be? Gemara says, Matzah Carmelist, Shebein Lechayayim, Shloi, Aboshir Carmelist. Even though what's between the lechayim is not a karmelis, because it's a makom tur, it's not big enough to be a karmelis. Karmelis can have to be 4x4. But lemaisa, since it directly borders a karmelis, it becomes swallowed up by that karmelis, since it's an extension of the karmel. Right? Es mino shechutzolo v'neir nischasek al yidei mino v'neir mishnaso shehaya betchilas batal etzol she'eno mino v'dugmaso becharos tuma shebatla v'chazav v'neyura. The same concept. We find by Tumah the same Lashon, even though it's not the same exact halacha. But when something is strengthened by its own kind, it becomes more bottled to that than it would become bottled to something that's different than it. So where it separates between Rosh Hashanah Yochid and Rosh Hashanah Rabin, then it's a Makom Tur. Where it separates between a Rosh Hashanah Yochid and a Carmelist, it just becomes an extension of that Carmelist, and it's also to carry there. Aval Pasuch Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Shelo Zemino, Velo Zemino, Lekan Bekan Betela. Then it's not like either one, it's bottle. It doesn't have a din of reshus at all, and you can carry there, both the people in Reshus HaRabim can carry there, and the people from the Mavli can carry there.